If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
With an eclectic collection of trivia, water cooler knowledge, news stories, and motivational thoughts, this is the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Thanks for listening today. My name's Russell Newton, and I'll be your host for the podcast.
On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at The Genuine Billionaire, New Trends of the Millennium, written by John Morfaw, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1, Common Characteristics of Billionaires. Part 1, Section 1, Achieving Billionaire Status Takes Time. Most billionaires invest a lot of time and resources towards the successful implementation and ultimate achievement of their goals and objectives. The average Forbes billionaire is 63 years old, and more than 90% are over the age of 45. There are some notable exceptions to the rule, as younger people are joining the ranks, generally because of products and services now possible through technological advances. Section 2. Fundamental education is important. Most American billionaires are college or university dropouts, but remarkably, all of them were admitted and spent time, as well as took courses in some of the greatest and most reputable academic institutions in the world. Their experiences in these academic institutions help to define and shape their business plans and strategies and ultimate destiny in the business arena. More than 30% of the wealthiest people on the Forbes list have no college degree, including Bill Gates, Microsoft, number one on the list, and Zuckerberg, both Harvard University dropouts. Michael Dell, Dell Inc., University of Texas at Austin, Steve Jobs, Apple, Reed College, and Larry Ellison, Oracle Corporation, University of Chicago, also failed to graduate from college. Section 3. Family money and support. About 60% of billionaires made their wealth themselves, including Gates, Buffett, and Ellison, whose families were middle class. About one quarter inherited family money and fortunes and invested well to become billionaires. A good example is the current U.S. Chapter 2. Keys to Becoming a Billionaire. Hard work and determination are necessary ingredients for the success of most billionaires. Part 1. Listen to your own drummer. Find your own niche and don't try to copy what has worked for other people. Concentrate on discovering what the world wants and needs. Part 2. Dream big. What can you bring to the world that is unique, compelling, and helpful with the ability to change lives and create a new business? No billionaire started a company to be mildly successful. At age 19, Bill Gates was one of the first to recognize that personal computers could revolutionize business, education, communications, and entertainment if their operation could be simplified so that everyone could use them. This led to the founding of Microsoft. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, recognized a future where virtual retailers could replace brick-and-mortar operations with lower costs, wider selections, and better customer service. Billionaires are adept at discerning what can be and making it come true. Part 3. Be totally committed to success. Success is about obsession and enormous investment of time and resources. Billionaires believe in success and become very indebted to the concept, principles, philosophy, and values of success. Part 4. Don't be afraid to fail. Realize that it is impossible to avoid all mistakes and pitfalls, so don't be afraid of failure.
even those of the magnitude that others consider spectacular and humiliating. Part 5. Pay attention to the details. Billionaires are detail-oriented and very meticulous. Chapter 3. Economic sectors breeding billionaires. Part 1. Investments. Billionaires believe in investment. Investors generally expect higher returns from riskier investments. When we make a low-risk investment, the return is also generally low. Investors are often advised to adopt a particular investment strategy and diversify their portfolio. Diversification has the statistical effect of reducing overall risk. Some types of investment are stocks, bonds, funds, bank products, options, annuities, retirement, savings, etc. Part 2. Technology. The advent of technological advancement, especially in the early 1990s, has created some of the greatest billionaires till date. The internet helped in the transformation of industries and services and bred millions of billionaires around the world. Part 3. Real estate. Real estate is property consisting of land and the buildings on it, along with its natural resources such as crops, minerals, or water. Immovable property of this nature, and interest vested in this. Also, the business of real estate, the profession of buying, selling, or renting land, buildings, or housing. Part 4. Retail. Retail is the process of selling consumer goods or services to customers through multiple channels of distribution to earn a profit. Most modern retailers typically make a variety of strategic level decisions, including the type of store, the market to be served, the optimal product assortment, customer service, supporting services, and the store's overall marketing position. Part 5. Media. Chapter 4. Part 1. Attributes of billionaires. Billionaire lives have to be guided by certain attributes, such as being useful to oneself, being useful to others, immediately agreeable to oneself, and immediately agreeable to others. Being useful to oneself involves discretion, industry, frugality, caution, strength of mind, enterprise, assiduity, good sense, discernment, temperance, patience, constancy, wisdom, memory, perseverance, forethought, judgment, considerateness, peace of mind. Being useful to others involves benevolence, justice, friendliness, truthfulness, gratitude, fidelity, honor, allegiance, chastity, charity, affability, and moderation. Immediately agreeable to self involves cheerfulness, greatness of mind, courage, humility, dignity, tranquility, poetic talent, serenity, refined taste. Immediately agreeable to others involves good manners, wit, ingenuity, eloquence, affability, modesty, decency, politeness, gentility, cleanliness. Most billionaires are very passionate about sustainable development with major focus on poverty alleviation, nutrition, health, agriculture, rural and community development, transport and communication infrastructure, housing, the environment, education, political development, and good governance of institutions. They formed a very strong opinion in what they think constitutes effective and efficient teaching. Chapter 5. Part 1. Billionaires as social entrepreneurs. A. Being revolutionary. Social entrepreneurs challenge the existing state of something and come up with improved and unique solutions to tackle social or environmental issues. They are easily able to ignore all environmental constraints and do not tie themselves up to any particular form of ideology, and as such, they are successful social entrepreneurs and have the willingness to break free of the established structures. B. Having a rock-solid self-belief. Believing in yourself, your skills, knowledge, and abilities protects and guards you against all the refusals and holdups you might face. This facilitates the building of a successful social enterprise. C. Knowing the art of delegation. Delegation of power and authority is an essential quality of social entrepreneurs, since they have endless zeal within them. This facilitates the accomplishment of various tasks. D. Working silently. Successful social entrepreneurs usually prefer to work silently in their own space and are only realized when the results of their works are having some effects and impact in the community. E. Being result-oriented. Social entrepreneurs are focused on the end results because they are solution-oriented. They continuously endeavor to make changes with a limited amount of resources with the help of creativity and innovation. F. Being an opportunity seeker. Social entrepreneurs take advantage of the opportunities that the others usually miss because they are visionaries and see opportunities in everything and everywhere. They seek opportunities even when they don't have any resources. Chapter 6. Self-made billionaires. Although a majority of American and global wealth is inherited these days from parents who built the wealth after the Industrial Revolution of the 20th century, there are a lot of billionaires who are self-made. The Rockefellers, the Vanderbilt, the Carnegie, the Walton, the Hearst, all inherited their wealth from the patriarchs of their families. The current president, Donald Trump, has been one of the greatest beneficiaries of inherited wealth. Just when he graduated from college, his father gave him $1 million to invest, and he later inherited hundreds of millions when his father passed away. But other billionaires have worked hard to create their wealth using their skills, knowledge, abilities, and ingenuity. An elaborate explanation of some of their projects and strategies can be seen below. Part 1. Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Elliott Zuckerberg was born on May 14, 1984, and grew up in the suburbs of New York, Dobbs Ferry. He was the second of four children and the only son in the educated family. Mark's father, Edward Zuckerberg, is a dentist, and mother, Karen Zuckerberg, is a psychiatrist. His father owned a dental practice next to the family house. In 2002, after graduating Phillips Exeter, Zuckerberg entered Harvard University. By his second year in the Ivy League, he'd gained a reputation as a software developer on campus. Facebook. On February 4, 2004, Mark Zuckerberg registered the domain name thefacebook.com, now known throughout the world as facebook.com. However, it functioned only within Harvard. After Zuckerberg and his partner Eduardo Saverin realized that there were already 4,000 users registered on Facebook, they came to the conclusion that they needed services of new programmers. One of them was Mark's neighbor, Darren Mosca. Chapter 7. Part 1. Social Entrepreneurship. Social entrepreneurship is about applying practical, innovative, and sustainable approaches to benefit society in general, with an emphasis on those who are marginalized and poor. This is a term that captures a unique approach to economic and social problems, an approach that cuts across sectors and disciplines, grounded in certain values and processes that are common to each social entrepreneur, independent of whether his or her area of focus has been education, health, welfare reform, human rights, workers' rights, environment, economic development, agriculture, etc., or whether the organizations they set up are non-profit or for-profit entities. It is this approach that sets the social entrepreneur apart from the rest of the crowd of well-meaning people and organizations who dedicate their lives to social improvement. Social entrepreneurs are moral billionaires who think about sustaining the impact and promoting the development of entrepreneurial skills. Where others see problems, entrepreneurs see opportunity. Social entrepreneurs are not simply driven by the perception of a social need or by their compassion. Rather, they have a vision of how to achieve improvement, and they're determined to make their vision work. They are persistent. Social entrepreneurs as moralists and reformers and revolutionaries and should be rightly called moral billionaires. They make fundamental changes in the way things are done in the social sector. Their visions are bold, They attack the underlying causes of problems rather than simply treating symptoms. They often reduce needs rather than just meeting. Chapter 8, Part 1, Social Entrepreneurs as Moral Billionaires. Social entrepreneurs are the reformers and the revolutionaries. They make fundamental changes in the way things are done in the social sector. Their visions are bold. They attack the underlying causes of problems rather than simply treating symptoms. They often reduce needs rather than just meeting them. They seek to create systemic changes and sustainable improvements. Though they may act locally, their actions have the potential to stimulate global improvements in their chosen arenas, whether that is education, healthcare, economic development, the environment, the arts, or any other social sector field. Create jobs and provide support to socially vulnerable groups. This is the core of what distinguishes social entrepreneurs from business entrepreneurs, even from socially responsible businesses. For a social entrepreneur, the social mission is fundamental. This is a mission of social improvement that cannot be reduced to creating private benefits, financial returns, or consumption benefits for individuals. Making a profit, creating wealth, or serving the desires of customers may be part of the model, but these are means to a social end, not the end in itself. Profit is not the gauge of value creation, nor is customer satisfaction. Social impact is the gauge. Social entrepreneurs look for a long-term social return on investment. Social entrepreneurs want more than a quick hit. They want to create lasting improvements. Social entrepreneurs think about sustaining the impact. They promote development of entrepreneurial skills, and where others see problems, social entrepreneurs see opportunity. Chapter 9, Part 1, Some Pledges of Billionaires. Some billionaires have signed giving pledges, promising to sacrifice a greater part of their wealth on humanitarian and philanthropic causes. This commitment is by some of the wealthiest individuals and families in the world to give away more than half of their wealth to causes including poverty alleviation, refugee aid, disaster relief, global health, education, women and girls empowerment, medical research, arts and culture, criminal justice reform, and environmental sustainability. 1. Leonard H. Ainsworth, Australian, Chairman Emeritus and Executive Director of Ainsworth Game Technology Limited. Excerpt from Giving Pledge Letter. It's my great pleasure to provide this Giving Pledge commitment, wherein I pledge to give at least 50% of my wealth to charitable causes, both during my present life and beyond. As a private person, I prefer to minimize publicity of my philanthropic activities, but at the same time realize that setting a positive example is the best way to encourage others to give back. 2. Mohamed Dewji, Tanzanian, President and CEO of Metal Group. Excerpt from Giving Pledge Letter. From day one, my parents have been instrumental in instilling the ethos of philanthropy, particularly my responsibility as a Muslim to give and care for the less fortunate in our society. By signing this pledge, I hope to inspire my peers, fellow Africans, and citizens of the world to take a close look at the funds they truly need to maintain their families versus their ability to give. In retrospect, many of us have... This has been The Genuine Billionaire, New Trends of the Millennium, written by John Morfall. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by John Morfall. Production copyright by John Morfall.
Please make sure to visit Amazon.com for more information on this book and the author. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.